The Death Pictures by Simon Hall. Complete and unabridged. Prologue. He was amazed at his calm. After so many long weeks of painstaking research and careful planning, it was finally his moment. He'd come to think of himself as the star of a show he was about to launch. He'd expected to shake with nerves, find his mouth dry, his body rigid and breathless, like an actor on the opening night of a spectacular. But no nerves had bitten. There was just control, a vacant calm, the cool detachment of the professional he had become. They would label him a rapist, psychopath, monster. Avenger was the word he preferred. She had the honour of being the first, the winner, of his glorious league. He allowed himself a smile at the memory of why, the beautiful day they had met, 2 months and 4 days ago. She was alone of the 6 chosen ones to score full marks in every category he'd decided to assess. He'd mentally checked them through as he sat in the cafe next to her, pretending to be engrossed in the racing section of the paper. She was stirring brown sugar into a cappuccino and moaning about her ex-husband to her vacuous, over-made-up, nodding friend. He could hardly believe it when he heard her words, had to force himself not to react, to stare intently at the paper. The 3:20 had exited a racecourse. He still remembered even that. Remembered, too, the bitter, stewed tannin tea, the sticky chessboard lino floor, and the tubby, bumbling waitress who smelt of turning sweat. The blackboard with the changing chalk, the ghosted outlines of the week's tasteless offerings. Shepherd's pie was the special that day, £3.95 with 2 veg. It was a squalid hunting ground, but necessary. "He still bothers me every week, you know. Every week he wants to take James out," she bleated.